I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Plans for a recount are in the works after Tuesday's close election result in the Atlanta mayor's race. Election officials say a recount could happen next week if candidate Mary Norwood formally requests one. Fulton County election official Richard Barron says he expects the results to be certified on Saturday or Monday, and then Norwood would have 48 hours to request a recount. Norwood trailed Keisha Lance Bottoms by 759 votes after Tuesday's election. In the wee hours of yesterday morning, while Keisha Lance Bottoms was celebrating her win with supporters, Norwood did not concede, saying that she wants absentee and provisional ballots counted in a recount. Kennesaw State University President Sam Olens is facing mounting pressure to leave his post at the school. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Olens has faced criticism from students, community leaders, and free speech advocates after his handling of a student protest involving cheerleaders kneeling during the national anthem. The Cobb County Southern Christian Leadership Conference voiced its displeasure with Olens yesterday. Chapter President Ben Williams told reporters that Olens, quote, has proven to be unfit to lead this institution. The AJC reports that Olens will be looking for another high-profile position in the next few weeks. According to a spokesman, Olens and the University System of Georgia declined to comment. Olens, the former state attorney general, took the KSU job last year. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The Atlanta Falcons are preparing for tonight's nationally televised matchup against the New Orleans Saints. The Falcons only scored 9 points in their last game against the Minnesota Vikings. All-pro receiver Julio Jones says his team can do much better than that.
Every week is a different challenge, but we better than 9 points, you know, way better than 9 points. But it's over and done with. On to the Saints right now. We'll be good.
The Saints have won 9 of their last 10 games this season. With a win tonight, the Falcons can put themselves back in the playoff race as the NFL season winds down. UPS says record-breaking Cyber Monday sales are delaying some of their deliveries this week. The Wall Street Journal reports the Georgia-based company has added up to 2 days to shipping estimates because of the surge in online orders. UPS delivers packages for Amazon and Shopify and for some of the largest big-box retailers. A spokesman says the company is exploring ways to automate its response to e-commerce shopping sprees, including charging more for shipping during peak periods, like the holiday season. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.